ơi. Okay, I'm back, and hopefully I'm going to try to connect Amy now, and I'm her co-host. We co-host the show together, so give me a second, and let's make sure that I can do it. Hold on.
Good
and
morning.
We're glad you're here. Hey, Amy, how are you? And welcome to the show. You're co-hosted with me, and I know we've got a legacy of truth. I'm super excited about it, but I know you've got a special show today, and some cool things that are going on with you and lessons that you're learning and sharing. So what are we talking about today?
I think it's tying it back, and we're getting little confirmations, Tari, that we always get from our angels or from the universe, and I'm guilty of it, that sometimes I keep pressing forward, and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing or why is this happening or why is this not happening. So today's show, I sort of kind of want to go back a little bit but tie it back to being your authentic self, as we've talked about before, and living out your truth is being you and living life without expecting things. And today that's where I just share in a story, as that we know that I have a dear friend that has really helped me and pushed me, and even just experiences with him has brought, like what you say, it's touching a wound or it's touching a scar. And last night I had the honor of really just visiting with him. I mean, he's on the final stage of his cancer with hospice, so it's any day. He's the sweetest pie. He goes, I could wake up dead in the morning, or I might have till Thanksgiving. He's approached his cancer very open and yet full-fledged of living his best life. And last night it was a confirmation of when you just are yourself and offering a friendship, the gifts that you get in return. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, total sense. That's cool. So you're there with him last night, and he is, we never die. We go to, I call it heaven land, because heaven land's got to be a little bit,
right,
or even much, than Disneyland, right? And he gets to go to that great library that's in the universe where you can learn and be and do it whatever he wants, right? And that's a cool way that he's approached it. Share with us about that. He's approached it differently than most. Most people would have been in a wheelchair or been thinking that when
bitter.
They're going to die, but he's not about that. Angry and bitter, I'm sure. So he approached it differently. Share with us about that. Do you mind? Because I know everybody is wondering about that.
When he got diagnosed about 5 months ago, the end of May, early June, he did not opt for any treatment. He wanted to live his best life, and he made his bucket list, as we all say we do, and, you know, many times we joke about it. I'm going to put that on my bucket list, and then sometimes we just never pursue that, which we've talked about those different things of whether they're big or little. And that's what he did, and, you know, he addressed it with his friends and his family, and in the past several months, he has spread his time, outsider looking in, I feel, as evenly as any possible human being can do. And yet he still gave his time to all of his friends and family, made sure he was available, even though he might have not been feeling his best. He hasn't eaten, and he would still go and sit at dinner or take you out to dinner and enjoy that experience that many people don't. You know, he's embraced it. He still got up every day and dressed and approached life with meeting his friends and his family. And now he's on, like I said, the final stage. And last night we had, it's always interesting talking about stories and people and, hey, did you see so-and-so? Because we had a gala this past weekend, and so we're just talking about people. And, of course, I've met so many amazing people even through him and still trying to remember names and things like that. So we were talking about that, and it was really interesting that I was just telling him, he was telling me thank you for being there last night and this morning. And I said thank you, and it's sort of kind of like, why me, you know? And he's like, you know, you're one of the few friends that I have that's never asked for anything. And all we've had is the friendship. Yes. And for as little and simple, it was, again, a happy moment of what I just needed to be reminded about sometimes. It is just our time and friendship that is the real gift in this world. And being true and being there for people and just taking time. I mean, it's just a matter of just taking time. He was always persistent of getting me out. You know, I was busy. I was at the bar, and I'm always working late sometimes. And it was that gift of friendship that got me back out, meeting new people, making new friends. And that's been a journey as a single woman, as a single mom. And so a little surreal morning of just knowing that sometimes even myself, I've questioned this. I don't have anything to give. Of how many times that you go to a party or a housewarming and you're like, I don't know what to take, and, you know, a gift. Sometimes it is just showing up, and the gift is you being there. The gift is you taking that hour or that evening or what, so me, oh, I can't spend the night. I don't have clothes. I don't have this. Oh, in the morning I got this. I mean, we all have so many things on our agenda when sometimes it's just a matter of, you know what, it can be rescheduled or we'll figure it out. And it's that time
right.
that's the most appreciated.
So here's a question for you, okay? And I get that that's your great perspective, by the way, what you're sharing. But with him, he knows, you know, people, I don't think they fear death, like the actual act of dying, but how they get there, right? Maybe I'm wrong about that, how you die, right? So he chose to not how he died, how he's dying, but how he's living the last 2 months of his life, right? And
yeah.
And to do that. So has he had thoughts and dreams about going to heaven, meeting his relatives, or having any kind of inklings or feelings about that? I know people would like to know that. That would help them on their journey.
He's talked very openly about him being excited to be reunited with his father again. And he has spoken that he hadn't really had any dreams, but he did have one the other night, and he was really excited that he was going to still be able to be a land developer up in heaven. So that's what he is here, a real estate land developer, philanthropist. So he was really excited about that, and that he will have a true love when he even goes to heaven land as well. He'll fall in love again.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's cool. I like it. So he'll fall in love again, and he said he'll be a land developer? Huh. What does that look like? So he's over there and...
I know. Well, we talked about that, and he just, you know, like us all, we've gone through life and divorced. Him and his ex-wife is the mother of his two children. They all have a great co-parenting. So that's another, that was another connection with him that, you know, that also touched my heart, because not very many people are able to do that. It takes both parents to be able to co-parent. It's not just one, unfortunately, to be able to amicably raise your children together and yet not live together. And so he has a beautiful family, even though divorced. And but of course, like all of us, we wanted to find our true love. He didn't remarry again, so that's where I believe in his heart is just finding that true love again, like, you know, finding our life partner on this earth. And he's looking forward to, he'll have his life partner in heavenland. So sort of kind of pretty cool.
So he fell in love, and you're telling me that he knows he's going to have a great love in heaven, like a romantic or soulmate, whatever you want to call it, love. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Is that not? So that's, Him sharing that with me is pretty special, being able to share with others of, you know, it's interesting of he could be sitting here going, oh, I never fell in love, and yet he's got a dream, and he's going to be able to fall in love. You know, he's excited. He's gonna still fall in love. And, you know, so that's even a perspective, even for myself. You know, we talk, obviously, saying again, single mom, single woman of, man, will I ever find my life partner? And it's like sometimes do you just keep being you, keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, what your purpose is on this earth, and whether it's here on earth or up in heaven, that you will fulfill your heart's desires. And it's sort of like something else that he's painted that picture of, wow, you know, he didn't remarry. He didn't find his love. He's, you know, done a lot of great good deeds and helped other people and friends, but that was still in his heart to fall in love again. And yet he's played matchmaker with so many of his friends. So that's what's even so interesting about him still having that desire to fall in love. And then yet for him to have a dream that he's so excited that he's gonna fall in love again. And he'll have his love.
I have to tell you something. So you know how we go through that process when we're falling in love, is he a good guy or is she a good girl? In heaven, man, you don't have to go through that. They're all
exactly.
Good guys.
Exactly. No. Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, to me, I just feel like how exciting it be to meet someone and just know that there's no games, this is it. This is like, man, this is perfection at its finest without worrying about, you know, do they have ulterior motives? What's their intent? Are they going to stick around? Are they loyal? Are they honest? Or, you know, how cool is that? That is like my ultimate.
Yeah, you're in heaven. You're in heaven. It doesn't get much better. That is so cool, Amy. Thank you. What a great question.
I know.
What a great, you know, I mean, good for him. I know that it's challenging. I mean, it's a challenging situation, but we never die. We just go to a different place and live a great life. So he gets to fall in love, gets to be with the person of his dreams, and they, you know, that they're going to be just right for him, right? I mean, man, and she I guess it's just she. That's how I would assume that, you know, that's one thing. Yeah, there are girls and guys. You know who's a girl, you know who's a guy, because I remember that coming out before in another show. Yeah, so he gets to hang with a soul that's just going to be beautiful just for him and her for him and him for her. And no games. And if they want to go skiing in the morning in the mountains, they can do that, I'm sure. If they're going to want to go swimming in the pool, they can do that. Or go sing with the angels in a choir. Wow. You know, when I'm looking at it like that, that's amazing. Right? Don't you feel?
I do.
You know, so,
I think it was,
to be,
I mean, so I did, and, you know, and yet I'm still like, wow, you know, there's a purpose, or I'm supposed to be learning, or there's something that I'll gain from this experience, and I'm blessed that sort of kind of like, you know, we joke, pick me, you know, so I was really honored to be able to do it, and then yet my schedule allowing me to be able to do that, and then the confirmation of just, that's what I always see, because sometimes it's like, I don't need the jewels, the furs, the fancy clothes. It's just, sometimes it's time. It's just someone's time is truly
right.
A gift.
Right. You're right. That's true. That's good. Good. I like it on this show. What a great way you get, and that's wonderful for you too, to experience. So he's on his way to the other side. And he knows that life is forever. And is he living with any regrets, do you think? Maybe.
Excuse me one second.
No worries. Anyway, I'm going to ask her, is he living with regrets? Because I'd like to know that, you know. Or when you get ready to go, do you think about what you didn't do or what you want to do? That's a good question.
No, sorry about that. I had a little tickle in my throat, but. No, we actually talked about that, of just me asking him if he felt like he did everything, and he said he did. He feels like he did everything he ever wanted to do. So that's amazing, because, like, like we were talking earlier, that so many people would get like a, I guess what you would really call it, like a death sentence, and you become bitter and angry, and, you know, then it's of what we learn is, what is this bitter and anger coming from? You know, is it that you know that you should have done things differently? Is it, are you bitter and angry because you know that you missed some opportunities and you didn't take the moment, you didn't take the time, you know, because I believe that it does come from somewhere, you know, just bitter and angry. I mean, I know I was like that coming out of my divorce, that I was just like, how did I not see this? You know, how did I allow this to happen? And I was beating myself up, you know, same thing of whatever. I mean, some diseases are not just necessarily of, you know, I ate the wrong thing, or I should have ran, or I should have exercised. It's not necessarily that. So it's really hard not to beat yourself up. That he's never done that. He, even when on his worst days, he is still smiling, and he still, you know, like I said, get up and wake up and approach the day and venture out to see his friends and his family. And he's definitely been an example of that. And I think whether you have $1 million or a dollar, he has definitely been an exemplary of what that looks like, of being content and happy and knowing that you lived your life the way you wanted to live it, and know that you did do some good in the community as well.
I agree with you. But you know what? And I get all that. That is super important. But you know what I really, really am enjoying is that he's saying, I get to develop land over on the other side. So I know there's part of him teaching others, right? And you know, people think that we just hang out and do like hang out with the angels and learn to sing. Maybe that might be something to do too. But he gets to fall in love. He gets to do what he loves and work, right? Maybe he gets to do all that without the stuff of how to say this. Maybe he gets to do all that without the problems that we have in our life, like with thinking that. You know, like being upset about something. Something didn't go our way, for instance, right? He doesn't have to deal with that.
Right.
He just gets to do what he loves. And you know what blows me away? And this is cool because we always wonder what that looks like with falling in love. Or do we get to date? Do we get to, you know, be intimate or whatever? And it sounds like you get to do all that if that's what you want to do, right? Do you think?
Yes. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Without all the hassle of being human, getting your ego involved. Isn't that cool? I like it. Right?
Yeah. Yes, I do like that. Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Yeah, so
tying it back into living a legacy of truth is really living out your true destiny or your purpose. And you talk about that. I know you have a lot of other variations of, on different shows of that variation of how to even do that. You have steps and, you know, how to even begin and what it looks like. And it was an impromptu evening, unexpected, and yet being still from it.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, is he talking? Is he happy? Is he able to communicate well? I know people would want to know that.
Yeah.
Is he in the now?
I mean,
right here?
Yeah. Yep. He's still in the now. I mean, he still gets up and walks and takes his own. I mean, he can bathe his own self. I mean, he's still very much independent. I mean, like walking and getting, you know, getting a glass of water, holding it. And he still is, you know, living at home. And that's what his desire was, that he wasn't just going to, you know, go to a hospital and not leave the hospital. So he definitely is doing it the way he wanted it, and followed all the steps to do just that.
That's cool. I like it. And his family and friends, I mean, his children, how are they handling it? I mean, you know,
I think he's made it so not easy, but easy, if that makes any sense for friends and family, of making sure his time and making sure he's available and everyone, you know, he has. I mean, he has definitely stopped and, like I said, he made sure that the time that he had left, I feel like he evenly is distributed among, you know, family and friends, where everyone is, we're okay. You know, we're okay. We know that you're going. You've given us all that, what we need, rather it been a talk or wisdom or shared stories or advice. He's done that. He's handled all his affairs. Everything is done, you know. So I think that also helps families when, you know, you're going through a grief. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff or a mess. You know, you find out things weren't handled, or, you know, maybe there's financial debt or things like that. So I think that's always helpful when people do that as well, that you handle your affairs so the family can actually go through the grieving process without unnecessary
And let me ask this, I guess you're about the grieving process. Does this family know that they're going to see each other again? Do they know that? Do they feel that?
I mean, even like now, it's like even when I, you know, say goodbye, it's like, you know, even have he'll sit there and say, you know, this is not goodbye. I'll see you soon. And so that's,
it amazing.
Is really nice to have that even as a confirmation. I'm sorry.
I said, are you going to ask for like a little sign, happy when you get to heaven land? Send me a little sign. Let a song come on the radio or something like that you're happy or you're safe. You know,
he's always that little pat, you know, my head or my back. And so that's where he always says, if you feel bad, it's me. And I'm like, gotcha. So.
Okay. Oh, nice. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
And
so,
all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I've learned a lot myself, and I've always just shared that he is teaching us all, even in death, of how to still live life while you're dying.
Yeah.
And technically we all are. I mean, we're all dying. You just different parts of the line of when we go up.
Yeah, there you go. That's cool. I love this. Thank you for sharing with us, Amy G. And I know you're still there hanging with them. And being with him, I guess, probably, I'm so sorry, kind of rude way I said that, didn't mean to. We'll cut the show off early because you've given so much wisdom, and stop a few minutes early so you can go visit with him a little bit more, and time is precious. And we'll all get to meet again in Heavenland someday, all of us. And, go ahead, what were you going to say? I'm super excited about that, by the way.
I agree. Yes. I mean, it is exciting, and it's nice to know. And if anything, leaving a legacy of just like what he always has said, just be you and keep doing what you know is the good that you should be doing. And I think that speaks volume, you know, do good, just do the right thing. And that all what we're supposed to do is learn. You're going to fall. You might make a mistake. You might make a wrong decision. You might make a wrong turn, but just keep pressing forward and doing. And if you're doing the right thing, you'll receive. It's all there, you know.
Yeah,
God, the universe, it's there. And so, and that's hard. I mean, it's really hard. And you're just like, wow, you know, here you are, you're about to cross over, and still, you know, helping others.
Yeah, giving us a little help there. I love him, and I don't need to know him, but I love him. He's
just
an amazing soul. He is. And you, when you least expect it, you get this amazing moment in time that has affected you. I'm sure it's changed you forever, because I know it has me. And through hearing your story, so thank you for that. I'm sure everybody else that listens to the show will feel the same way. And so I know you got things to do today. Go talk to your friend. Give him a hug from Angel Coaches, because we love him too. Thank you for sharing his story. I appreciate that. I'm sure it will inspire others. This is a difficult time, Amy, during the holidays, so people need to know that life is okay on the other side, because they're thinking about who's on there and not with them today. But we're always together. Somehow, some way, we'll be together again. Thank you. Tell Happy, thank you so much. Anyway,
I will.
So how do you want to close the show? So
everybody, in honor of that, it's you get up, take a shower, and keep your train rolling.
And make
keep
sure
going.
You eat your vegetables, everybody. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Bye.